Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. She's out and about, amen, doing good, praise God. And amen, she hopes she'll be back around and get on some more future broadcasts, praise the Lord. Amen. When the Lord save you, he bless you with a wonderful marriage. And I have a beautiful marriage. I love my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, praise God. Amen. We got a beautiful marriage. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed us to have a wonderful ministry. We go into the jails and prisons before the coronavirus hit. We have had some Holy Ghost services in them jails and prisons before March of 2020 when the coronavirus closed them. But this is, amen, November of 2022, and we seem like we're coming out. Hopefully we're coming out. I heard that we was coming out of the coronavirus. Well, we're going to wait and see what happens. But we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. And we are, amen, breaking it down so that people can understand. Talking about getting ready to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Those of you that, amen, that want to be ready to meet Jesus, amen, just tune into the broadcast on today. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to enter today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. I know people want to live here on this earth. They want to spend a long life here on this earth. That's good. That's wonderful. But regardless to how many years you live on this earth, we all got to leave here. We're not going to be here forever. We all got to go. That's why Jesus said, be ready. Because the hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And the devil is on the rampage with all this violence out here, all this shooting, all the killing going on. The devil is really out here on the rampage. But Jesus come to save men and women from their sins. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 1:21, speaking of the Virgin Mary, and she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. I love that name, Jesus. For he shall save his people from, not in it, but from their sins. Jesus come to save you from your sin. Take sin out of the sinner. So that you won't be a sinner no more, you'll be a child of God. Now, it's time for church people to wake up. You cannot serve God still indulging in the sins of the flesh. And people need to understand, know that. Because when Jesus saves us, our life changes. Yes, it does. It changes. If you haven't changed, then that's evidence letting you know you are not a child of God. But when Jesus come on the inside, your life changes. The things you used to do in the world, you don't do them things no more. I know some Christians, they get satisfied when they stop the bad sins, such as drinking, smoking, running the streets, selling drugs, prostitution, committing fornication, committing adultery, amen, shacking up. When they stop them things, they feel like that's good. That is good. But Jesus not only saved you from the so-called big sins, but he cleaned up the little sins too. That's right. He cleaned the little ones up. Because the Lord wants us to be pure. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We don't, amen, in order to go to heaven, we got to be pure. We got to be holy. Because God is holy. The Bible declares in 1 Peter 1:16, it is written, 1:15, 1:16, it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God want us to be holy. That is to be pure, be clean, so that you'll be able to make it into heaven. No, amen. Nobody gonna carry the devil back up in heaven no more. I'm telling you, amen. The devil got thrown out of there, and he ain't going back in there no more. So, in order for us to go in there, we got to be pure. We got to be holy. So that we get up in there. I'm telling you, the devil got to go. Crucify the flesh. Die indeed dead to sin. Die indeed dead. Being ready to see Jesus. Praise God. People need to crucify the flesh. Praise the Lord. Amen. Crucify the flesh. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, because Jesus come to save people from sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, save you from your sin. Let's hear a song of worship. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Do some more teaching about getting ready to meet Jesus. Amen. Let's hear a song of worship. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Like I do, because love is the reason. Amen. Jesus came into the world to save men's and women's, boys and girls from sin. Because he loved us so that we can be saved. We can make it to heaven. We don't have to go to that terrible place called hell. Now, I know people now, the devil has got people so much in darkness that they don't believe what this Bible said. They don't feel like there is no hell, feel like people are not burning in hell, hell don't exist. They want to act like it's not true. But I want to let you know, hell is real, people. The Bible is right. When we leave this world, we can't deny it no more. Because reality is out there. We need to obey this Bible. Obey this word. Because when once you leave this world, you'll see what the Bible said and you cannot go back and change anything. So it's no need to go through life here acting like the Bible is don't apply to you. That the Bible don't know what it's talking about. Hell is not real. Because all you're doing is hurting yourself. Because once you leave this world and see what the Bible saying is real and true, you can't come back and change nothing. You hear me? God will have the last laugh. And you will be lost in the fires of hell, where you saying that it's not real, it's not true, but you are feeling for yourself and see that it's true, but it be too late. Don't wait to get in hell to pray. Don't wait to get into the fire to pray. The rich man waited too late. Jesus told us in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, the rich man died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being tormented in the flames. I want to let you know, the rich man waited. It was too late. Don't wait too late. Once you get in hell, it is too late, people. Don't wait too late. Now's your time to repent. Turn from sin. Now's your time to get yourself right with the Lord. Now's your time to repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I will live for you. I will serve you the rest of my days. Now's the time to stop your drinking, stop your smoking, stop your gambling, stop running the streets, stop, amen, shacking up, stop using profanity, stop, amen, praise God, running from woman to woman, man to man. Now's your time to straighten your life up. Because once you leave this world, you can't change anything. Praise God. That same Bible reads in Revelation. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. I'm telling you, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. You can't change anything once you leave this world. So, we need to get right now. This is the dressing up room. That's the reason why I buy time on radio to preach this gospel so that people can get right with God. It's not enough to be good. But in order to go to heaven, we got to be holy. Praise God. Be holy. It's not enough to join a church, shake a preacher's hand, being baptized in water, and in Jesus' name or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's not enough for amen to do that. But you got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be born again. So that you receive the Holy Ghost. How in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost and you got sin in you? Huh? How in the world are you going to put the Holy Ghost in a vessel that got sin in it? I'm telling you. I'm asking you a question. I'm telling you. You got some people claiming they got the Spirit and turn around and curse. You got some Christians talking about they got the Holy Ghost and they act like the devil. Amen. They got a ghost, but it's sure not holy. They acting like that. They cursing. They acting like that. They got a ghost, but it's not the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost come in us, the Bible declares in St. John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, it shall guide you into all truth. You ain't got no time to act for the devil. But it's got time to keep you in the right path, doing the right thing. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Keep you in the way. Keep you clean. The Holy Ghost comes in a clean vessel. Holy Ghost don't come in no sin. Holy Ghost comes in a clean vessel. Praise God. Amen. Romans 6 and 11. What the Bible said. Likewise, what Paul said. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus come, fix it so we can die indeed dead to the world. You got to die indeed dead. That's a lot of times Christians don't do. They don't die indeed dead. They don't crucify the flesh. That's the reason why you got people got a zeal of God. So many Christians got a zeal. They ain't got the real thing. They got a zeal. When you got a zeal, it act like the real thing. But it's not the real thing. But why? Because they can't live right. They just saying they're a Christian, doing the very thing the Bible said don't do. You doing it. And say, well, God is a forgiving God. Well, God will forgive you for your sin. True. But he'll forgive you for your sin for you to stop. Amen. You get the Holy Ghost. How in the world are you going, the Holy Ghost will lead you into some sin? And it ain't going to work. The flesh got to be crucified. You got to die indeed dead to sin. So that the Lord can breathe a life in your soul. Sanctify you holy. So you can receive the Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. So the Holy Ghost can preserve you and keep you clean in this pure, in this sinful world. Keep you pure in this sinful world. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's hear a song of worship. Amen. I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. He'll keep you in perfect peace, y'all.
Keep your mind safe.
I'm telling you, the Lord is a keeper.
Somebody trying to get over.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you the truth, amen. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. The Lord is a keeper. Lord, the Lord will keep you saved. I've been saved, serving the Lord, living for Jesus since I received the Holy Ghost. I got sanctified. Yes, I did. When I was 13 years old, I got washed in the blood of the Lamb. August the 5th, 1977, I got sanctified through the blood. And I received the Holy Ghost in March of 1978. I want to let you know, I've been serving the Lord, living for God ever since. Living for Jesus ever since. The Lord kept me clean from alcohol, drugs, running the streets. Amen. I'm telling you, living holy for the Lord. That's the reason why I preach like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Because you get it right, you'll live right. Clean your mouth out. You don't curse no more. That's the truth. Amen. You got preachers that curse. That's because they're not saved. You heard me? They got the devil in them. Glory to God. And I'm putting it on radio so people can understand and know that. God don't have no preacher that using profanity. People looking at Peter. Peter was not saved and delivered like he should be. That's the reason why he denied Christ. That's the reason why he cursed. Because he wasn't delivered. He wasn't washed in the blood. Jesus hadn't shed his blood yet. That's the reason why Peter fell. Amen. But Peter got sanctified. Peter got saved. You don't see where he cursed no more after the day of Pentecost, do you? Let you know when Christ come in you, you don't curse no more. That cursing demon goes out. Glory to God. So you got Christians that curse, that because the devil is in them. Now I'm letting people know that. If preachers curse, it's because the devil is in them. And you can't go to heaven with that devil in you. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I know, amen. Praise God. I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Don't turn that radio off. Keep it on. Because I'm telling you, amen, holiness is right. You cannot go to heaven in your sins. And people need to understand, know that. Jesus come to save us from our sin. Praise God. Amen. And take sin out of us. Glory to God. Amen. I know a lot of Christians going to go up and try to argue. Amen. You can't argue with God. Your arms are too short to box with God. Amen. Try to argue him about a verse out the scripture. Amen. Well, we obeyed Acts 2:38. You better obey something else besides Acts 2:38 if you planning on going to heaven. I'm telling you, praise our God. I'm telling you, amen. The Lord spoke something else more than just Acts 2:38. The Lord said, be ye holy. That's what he said. Live holy. Be holy. And you planning on going to heaven. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I'm preaching holiness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm preaching holiness. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word message. Amen. Our text this month, I'm talking about being ready. It's time to die and be dead to sin. Crucify the flesh so that the Lord can put life in our soul. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Glory to God. Go into the hospitals, in the nursing homes. Lord, wherever the sick is, touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the, amen, jails and prisons. Touch these prisons. Let them know you come to deliver and set people free from what the devil got them tied to. Deliver people from alcohol, from drugs, from running the streets. Lord, from, amen, smoking. Lord, deliver the people, set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those in the free prayer, take time to click into our website. We thank all of those wonderful people that have been, amen, clicking to our website. Hundreds of people have been clicking into our website. I'm telling you, amen, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. Just click on in there as many times as you want to. Kids can get in there and learn, get on the Bible games, learn about the Word of God. Amen. You can be inspired by the many things that's on there. Glory to God. Old-fashioned preaching, praise God, is on there. I'm telling you, inspirational music. Some of the music that you heard on this broadcast is on there. I'm telling you, right, man, I'll let you know the Heaven Bound Train website is very wonderful for people in the free world. Those of you that's incarcerated, write us Spanish-speaking information right for Spanish material. Call Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Praise God. It's a blessing to be able to come into your homes each week here on this radio station to bring to you the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. Praise God. Amen. It's time for people to get right with the Lord. It's time to be saved. It's when Jesus comes in you, then good fruit hangs on the tree. That's the truth. Amen. That's how you know you change, because you start producing good fruit. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes. I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. Praise God. If Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you this week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train! Oh,